The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
Welcome and happy solstice. I'm Amanda Brawley, and I am honored to serve as worship associate today for our beloved congregation. On behalf of all our members and friends, I welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation, which we affectionately call UMAN. We are a proud liberal faith community and a member congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Association. Our mission is as follows: nurture our spirit, strive for justice, transform the world. And our vision is: UMAN is a vital and visible community for all, bravely working towards the day when social, economic, and environmental justice are a reality. If you are visiting us online for the first time or are new to our community, allow me to take this moment to personally welcome you. We are grateful that you have chosen to spend some time with us. Please reach out to membership@UMAN.org. That's UUMAN.org via email for more information, or fill out our online visitor form that you can access from the homepage of our website, which is www.UMAN.org. Someone from our membership team will contact you back. We will be having an online Google Meet coffee and conversation check-in session today at 10:45, and the link for this can also be found on the homepage of our website. You can also email communications@UMAN.org to be added to the newsletter in order to stay updated on announcements and events. And again, welcome to UMAN. And now, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our spirits for worship, quieting ourselves and being still. Be here. Just be. Be here now. Be here in this moment, in this solstice moment, as the earth tilts back. Be in this virtual space with each other virtually, remembering that we are each of us a part of the vast, interconnected web of all existence. Whoever you are, whatever color you are, whomever you love, and wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here.
I'm Laura Keck from UMAN's membership team. If you're new to our community, I'd like to take this opportunity to personally welcome you. Please take a moment to visit our website at UMAN.org. There on our homepage, you will find our online visitor form. After filling it out, someone from the membership committee will contact you. For more ways to connect, join us for coffee and conversation or adult religious exploration after service. You can also reach us at membership@UMAN.org. We'd love to answer the questions you might have about UMAN, as well as to connect you with others who share your interests. We look forward to meeting with you.
May this flame find all of us young. May this flame find all of us playful. May this flame find all of us curious.
It is said that ministers are here to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. I say we are all afflicted and we are all comfortable. May our time together this morning be a comfort and a confrontation. May we find peace in times of tumult. May we here invite tumult into lives of peace. May we here find calm in times of restlessness. May we here allow restlessness to evolve into action. Let this be the place you consider what you've never considered. Let this be the place you imagined for yourself something new and unthinkable. May this hour bring dreams of new ways of being in the world. Come, let us worship together.
Hello. It's hard to summarize what I've learned this past year, but here are two things that come to mind. First is hope. This past year has given me hope that we can, if we work together, maybe not in my lifetime, fix or at least greatly improve on some of the major issues facing the U.S. and the world at large. The second thing is to let go. There are some things that I can't fix, and that will drive me crazy if I try to fix them. I need to continue to be aware of them, but need to step back and do what I can, but not try to fix them.
Now is the time in our service when we share with each other any joys in order to multiply their blessing, as well as sorrows to divide the weight of their burden. Please use the chat feature on YouTube now to share yours if you are tuning in to the service this morning, live. I have a joy that we are going glamping for the first time with our family this weekend. And I have a sorrow that I dropped something on my toe again in the precise spot where I recently fractured it. So that's bothering me.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Amanda Winders. One thing I think I've learned in the pandemic over the past year and a half is how much I appreciate being able to see my friends and family. I'm naturally a pretty introverted person, and I think a lot of times I would kind of dread parties or social gatherings or outings before COVID. And I think when COVID took away that option, I came to see how much value face-to-face interaction adds to my life and how much I appreciate it and how much I missed it when I wasn't able to do it. Then I think now, post-vaccination, as I'm able to slowly start seeing my loved ones again, it has really made a huge difference, and it's been such a blessing in my life. And I hope that going forward, I'll take that lesson with me and be more likely to say yes to invitations and be excited about gathering with the people that that mean a lot to me in the future.
I have not heard a lot of Jesus stories in the last 18 months at Human. In fact, I don't think I've heard any Jesus stories. And I certainly can understand why. Jesus, there's been a lot of really mean things done in Jesus' name by people. But I would like to leave you today with my favorite Jesus story, and I'd like to dedicate it to Luke. So right before Jesus was to die, he was teaching in the synagogue, and the movers and shakers of the religious community were very threatened by this young man who had been self-taught, and he was the son of a carpenter and really a nobody, but he had a following and he was speaking the truth, which I think is always can be very threatening to people. So they were trying to trip him up, and they said, "Oh, Jesus, tell us what you think the most important commandment is." And Jesus said, "Oh, it is to love God and to love your neighbor as you love yourself." "Oh, well," then they said, "who is your neighbor?" Thinking that he would not have the wisdom to be able to answer that quickly. But he did answer that. And it is, to me, the most illuminating story he told. He said, he told them the story of the Good Samaritan. And that is a story that can be told in modern times as well. But instead of a Samaritan, I would make the Samaritan a female, maybe an undocumented immigrant, with so much to lose and not a lot of means, or actually no power at all. So the story goes that there is someone that has been robbed on a very dangerous road, and they have had all their clothes taken because in biblical times, clothes were worth a lot more than they're worth now. Couldn't just go out to Kmart or Walmart or wherever and buy more clothes. So this poor man has been stripped and he's beaten and he has no money and he is hurt. And in our story, several important people with lots of means walk by and look and say, "Oh no, I can't, he might have coronavirus. He might have the plague. He might hurt me. I don't know who this person is. He doesn't look like he's of my tribe." And they keep walking. The very people that we're told are supposed to save one another and save us and come to our aid, walked on by. And then here is this poor person without power who stops and saves and takes this man to a doctor, to an inn, pays for his keep, and even comes back, goes the extra mile to come back and check on him and pay any more debt that might have been incurred. We are told that that is our neighbor, and that we are supposed to love the stranger, the person that we don't know anything about, as much as we love ourselves. And that is my favorite Jesus story. And I think it's a very you Jesus story.
I've learned a lot this year about myself, about my family, my friends, my community, my country, my congregation. And I think that Christopher Robin summed it up quite well when he was talking to Pooh. If ever there is a tomorrow when we're not together, there is something you must always remember. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. But the most important thing is that even if we're apart, I'll always be with you.
After 18 months, this is our last Sunday together. As an interim, my job was to hold space and to see if I could observe and find things that needed to be illuminated that could make this congregation even healthier and stronger. It has just been a joyous 18 months. And it is a wonderful place to be. One of the things that I've learned in this last 18 months through a course that I took on how to be a good interim from the UUA was to identify polarities. And polarities within a system are two very positive things that the tension between these two things are where you find balance in an individual and a family or in a congregation. For instance, inhaling and exhaling are very positive things, and you need to do both equally to be healthy. The same is true for congregations. So we do many, many, many things right at Human. One of the things that we do a lot of are create policies and procedures in planning. And that is fantastic, and we do that very well. But the opposite of that is action. And so I do think that, especially with newcomers that don't maybe understand who all these people are, all these players and all these organizations and program councils and membership and communication, that we need to be aware of how daunting all of that can be and hold their hand a little bit when they have great ideas and push through with them through some of that policy and procedure. And newcomers, if you're listening today, they're worth pushing through. They're worth learning all that stuff for. It's a wonderful place to be. Another polarity that I identified is very, you might be surprised about this. It's a polarity of being a tight-knit, loving group and also being open and welcoming to others. I saw this last winter when we had the winter solstice. People were so thrilled to be looking up at the sky at anything. They didn't care. And just being in a parking lot with one another and seeing their friends, some for the first time in a long time in person. I cannot imagine the joy that's going to be present when you all come together again for worship. And for a newcomer, while all that is very attractive and everybody wants it, it can be hard to push through to be part of. I saw that in the last Sunday that we were all together. I had a visitor, and I was just trying to break up some conversations so that I could introduce this person, because we only had, an hour together, And people are not going to come back too many times if they don't feel really welcomed and seen and heard. And it was challenging. And I've been there myself. I've been with a group of friends and I just wanted to talk and not chit chat, but to go deep and catch up. And then someone brought a visitor and it's like, oh gosh, okay, I've got to chit chat. But in church work, we say, if you're not growing, you're dying. And it is so true. Your mission is to change the world. And we have to grow to do that, as I know you know. But we have to love one another tightly and hold each other tightly, but also be open to welcome those new people and to offer them the joy and the love that you know. Those are the only two things I offer you today. The other polarity that I've identified only too well for many months now is coming and going. I've held this space for 18 months, and I'm very proud of how it has been filled. You have a dedicated and wonderful minister, a superstar of a DRE coming in, and an inspiring and talented board to lead you to whatever heights you could imagine. But the going is hard. And I need you to know that you will always, always be in my heart. And I am so grateful for the last 18 months of walking with you.
Here at Human, we give of our time, talents, and treasure. The offering will now be gratefully received via the Givelify app by searching for Human. That's G-I-V-E, like give, Lify, L-I-F-Y, app. And you will search Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North. And thank you.
As we leave this gathering, let us carry this warmth. Let us share this light. May the flame grow deep within us. May the world be transformed by its brilliance.
Go in hope, for the arc of the universe is long and we can bend it toward justice. Go in courage, for together we have the strength to confront injustice in our lives and the larger world. Go in love, because a holy and generous love is both the reason and the means by which we transform our lives.